This week I want to look at some of the halachot associated with writing a Sefer Torah, and I want to start off with the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. This is well known as the last of the Tariag mitzvot, where the Pasuk says, V'atakitu lachem et hashira hazot, now you should write for yourselves this shira, this song, and either it's referring to the whole of the Sefer Torah, which is known as a shira, or it's referring specifically to Parashat Ha'azinu, but seeing as we don't write Sefer Torah Parashiot, so therefore it's referring to needing to write the entire Sefer Torah. So there are a number of questions which arise with regard to this mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. The first is that nowadays, generally speaking, many people don't fulfill this mitzvah, don't seem to fulfill the mitzvah, and the question is why not? So some achronim explain that this is following the shita of the Rosh. The Rosh very famously says that the reason for writing a Sefer Torah is so that you should have something, text to learn from, and nowadays we don't learn from a Sefer Torah, but we learn from Sifrei Talmud and Poskim, and therefore nowadays the mitzvah is, rather than writing a Sefer Torah, but it's to acquire that Gemara and Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch and such things. So most poskim actually understand the Rosh as adding to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Nowadays, not only do you have to write a Sefer Torah, but you also have to buy Sifrei Shasu Poskim. But some Achronim understand that actually what the Rosh meant was nowadays the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah has been replaced by not writing a Sefer Torah, but acquiring Sifrei Shasu Poskim, and therefore one doesn't have to actually write a Sefer Torah, though most Poskim don't accept that explanation. That's the Shagat Aryeh, it says that the reason is because we're not competent in knowing which words are spelt chaser and which words are spelt yeter, meaning that sometimes you've got a vav, that's like in the word otam. So is it aleph vav taf mem, or is it just aleph taf mem? That's, and even though we have a tradition, we can't be certain that this is actually the correct tradition, and therefore that's because we can't be sure that we're going to be doing the mitzvah in its proper way, so therefore we're exempt from fulfilling the mitzvah. The Chatam Sofer doesn't accept that contention, but he does say that's the reason why we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, because we actually might not have properly fulfilled the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Others say that this is based on Rav Moshe Feinstein, that you don't have to expend an awful lot of money on the fulfillment of any positive mitzvah, and seeing as buying a Sefer Torah is a very, or commissioning a Sefer Torah to be written is a very expensive undertaking, therefore one's exempt from it unless one's a particularly wealthy person. So those are the reasons why we tend not to fulfill this mitzvah, though obviously if one can, then it's very meritorious and very good practice to do so. There is discussion amongst the poskim as to whether or not women have an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. The Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch say that women don't have to write a Sefer Torah. The Shagat Aryeh and the Aruch HaShulchan actually argue, and they say that women do have to, but why is it that the classical poskim, and indeed most poskim, hold that you don't have to, that women don't have to write a Sefer Torah? So the Minchat Chinuch and the Beit HaLevi explain that women aren't able to write a Sefer Torah. Why is that? Because in the Parash of Shema, that the mitzvah of Chutavtam, of writing tefillin, is associated with the mitzvah of Kshartam, of wearing tefillin. And we learn out from that that only people who've got a chiyuv of wearing tefillin have a chiyuv of writing stam, of writing tefillin and mezuzot and sifrei Torah, and therefore women can't write a Sefer Torah, and if they can't write a Sefer Torah, therefore they can't have the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, because there's no way that they can fulfill it. That's the Maharam Shik says that the reason is because the Pasuk says, Kitu lachem et hashira hazot, that you should write this Sefer Torah, V'lam Daik B'nai Yisrael Sima B'fihem, and the purpose is so that you should teach B'nai Yisrael Torah. And seeing as women don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, so therefore they don't have to write a Sefer Torah. That some Achronim also suggest that the reason why women don't have to write a Sefer Torah is because it's a mitzvah tasei shas man gram, a positive time-bound mitzvah, because seeing as it can't be written on Shabbat, so therefore this mitzvah can only be fulfilled 6 days out of seven, therefore it's positive time-bound, and women are exempt. The Aruch HaShulchan and others dismiss this on the grounds that it's actual fact the mitzvah applies, but it's just that Isurei Shabbat superimpose themselves. That's one of the questions is, why don't we say a bracha on the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? The Chatam Sofer suggested it's because we're not competent in knowing Chaserot V'Teirot. The Mikdash Ma'at says it's because the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is for another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore you never say a bracha on a mitzvah, which is a prelude to another mitzvah. Adkan.